everybody. Welcome to Jesse Unplugged. This is the March 2017 episode. And without further ado, here's your host, Jesse Anderson.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hope you're all having a great day. And I have some awesome stuff to talk to you about this past month.
Yeah.
But I do have... I know what this is going to be. We're going to talk about everything that happened in February, but I do have something to talk about. One topic to talk about from January that happened right after the last podcast.
Yeah, so it's been about 4 weeks since we did our last one, so why don't we start off with, the first thing you want to talk about, I guess, end of January, something happened?
Yes, I did. Basically, this is my start of my once in a lifetime segment where I'm going to talk about these concerts I plan on going to throughout the year. Well, to start things off, I went to my very end of January. I went to my very first AFI concert.
That's awesome! I saw that you did that. They're a great band. They've been around for over 20 years. Are they California punk kind of, but a little bit of melody and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Well, here's how the funny thing is. This is how I discovered them was, remember that old karaoke hangout I used to have called the Blue Frog?
Yeah, I did. That was on Bar Rescue. There was an episode, the Blue Frog, and it's gone now, right?
Yeah. Here's how I ended up at the AFI concert. Well, the very first night I was brought there, my inaugural night, a guy and a lady had done a karaoke version of a song by AFI called Silver and Cold.
Okay, cool.
And so I really took a liking to that, so I went ahead and checked them out online, and of course I really enjoyed the video. So long story short, I downloaded that song Silver and Cold, but unfortunately I put so much emphasis on that one song, I never really bothered to explore everything else they had.
Yeah, so you were blinded by how good the one song was, but there are a lot of other ones that are good too on the album or on different albums?
Yeah, and so here I am basically going to the concert blind. When I say blind is only knowing that one song.
That's awesome. That's a different way of going to a show. Instead of being like a huge fan, you only know one little part about them. So were they worth checking out?
Yeah, I really enjoyed them. I fell in love with so much more of their music.
That's awesome. Like, they've been around for so long. I guess they were like on an indie punk label in the 90s, and then went to a major label, right?
Yeah, he went to the lead singer cut his hair.
What's his name? Do you remember that? Or
no, I don't. But there were a. I, like I said, I felt so embarrassed being...
I got to hear Davey Havoc is his name.
Yeah, I felt kind of ashamed and embarrassed. I was surrounded by all these like diehard fans who probably been there since the beginning. and there was this one guy who was constantly doing this dance called the pogo dance.
Awesome. Yeah, that's old school right there.
Yeah, where it's like you're jumping up and down like you're on a pogo stick.
Yep. And where? What was the venue? Where did you see it at?
I saw it at the Riviera, which is the same place where I saw the great band M83 a few years ago.
A few months ago. Very cool. That's an awesome place. It's an old venue. I heard that they don't have air conditioning there, so they don't have shows in the middle of summer, which is funny. But I saw Weezer there in 1996, one of my first concerts. It's a great place.
And I'll tell you, I guess you could say I kind of went in almost blind for N-83 too, because I only paid attention to that one. I cared for that one song, you know, Midnight City.
Oh, okay. And so the whole thing about a show is, did you leave the show and then go check out more of their songs, or did you still just listen to the one song?
No, I checked out a whole lot more songs. And I'll tell you, the audience vibe was so much more different compared from when I went to see M83. You know, because M83, you know, people were still dancing, you know?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, more like, kind of like, you know.
More laid back, right?
More laid back. Well, for AFI, there was a crowd surfing and everything.
Awesome. Local H is another one of those bands where you still see people crowd surfing. Like, you don't see it that much. It's pretty rare.
Yeah.
But in the 90s, it was everywhere. I mean, it was very popular to see stage diving, crowd surfing, all that stuff. Mosh pits. You don't see mosh pits that much anymore. Was there a mosh pit, or is it outlawed?
It was mostly just...
Or there's seats, just, right?
No.
Oh, no. Everybody's standing on the first floor, or...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and here's another thing is like, you know how, there was like three acts, there was like two opening acts, then AFI, but you know how sometimes it's like, between a music act, you see roadies taking like a few minutes to, remove, one band's equipment.
Sure.
And then, disconnecting the mics and blah, blah, blah. Then, taking another few minutes to put another band's full equipment on.
Yeah, it's a hard job, right?
Well, I mean, this they had it so well planned for this show because it was almost like it was done in layers.
Oh, okay. How so?
Because it's like every band's instrument setup was on the stage already.
Oh. Interesting.
It was kind of like, bands that weren't playing yet, their stuff was covered.
Yeah, so AFI's was probably in the back and covered up, yes. And then like the first band was to the front of the stage.
Yeah, and they're kind of their drum set was kind of, you know, small, you know, kind of like those, small traveling band, local bands.
Sure, a little small drum kit, right?
Yeah, and it was off to the side a little bit, and then the other group came out and their stuff was uncovered, and then AFI's was uncovered, and theirs was much more elaborate.
Oh yeah, I'm sure, and that's kind of a great idea because then after the first band, you just remove their stuff. And probably the second and third band stuff's all plugged in or something. I mean, it's just an easier way of doing it, right?
Yeah, so that way the bands can get on quicker, you know?
I wonder how many bands, when they perform live, do that when they have a couple opening acts, or if that's a relatively new thing for concerts. But that's a good idea. I wonder if that's just the Riviera or AFI or... It's an interesting thing, though. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool how they did that.
So did you get up close, or how far away were you?
I was basically in the... with AFI, I was... I mean, for M83, I was in the first section.
Okay.
The back first section. But for AFI, I was kind of in the middle of the second section.
Oh, pretty awesome.
You know, by the second... You know, second section has that... It's by that bar.
Sure.
That one little bar on the main floor, yeah.
Did you buy any merch?
Not really. I would have loved to, but I didn't really have any money for $30 t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It adds up quickly when you start buying merch, but
yeah,
it does. But it's always a good way to support the band. But you're also buying a ticket and you're supporting that way, so pretty awesome.
So that was basically show number one.
Yeah, so that's the first show of your big lineup for the year 2017, and that was at the end of January?
Yep.
Awesome.
And I'll have two more shows to talk about for my coming in like early March. I can talk about in the April episode.
Nice. So what two shows you got lined up?
For March 11th, I go see Fantagram.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Then March
Awesome.
13th, I go see M.O.
Pretty sweet. You got a nice little lineup going. And you also
Yeah,
said you
that's what
had
I'm
a
talking.
interesting time, what, at the Field Museum in Chicago?
Oh, yes. But if you want to, we got, like, we'll do that thing. I can talk, or I can just talk about it now.
No, you can. Yeah, I think you can talk about it now.
You
We got
heard
time before the
about,
break.
you
Yeah.
know how. Well, I guess I don't know where I first heard about it, but either in this or on the news, but it was being said that all February month of February long, they were offering a free admission, free general basic admission to for all Illinois residents.
That's awesome. You were
So
breaking up, but I
went ahead and
you
took
were.
advantage of it.
Hey Jesse, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, cool. You were breaking up, but you're saying that the Field Museum offered free admission for February for Illinois citizens?
Yes. It was, and I really enjoyed it. And
Yeah, I would have totally gone. I had no idea, but I've been pretty busy. But it's still pretty cool. It wasn't. It's probably a lot more busy when it's free, right?
yeah, and. And you know, normally when I bring my phone and take pictures, I normally just take pictures of like random stuff. But I actually took the time to learn some stuff.
That's
Like
sweet. You took your time walking around and reading and.
Yeah, and learning stuff like of course, if people want to check it out, it's called Afternoon at the Field Museum. There's one picture that didn't show. I don't know why, but
Yeah, we'll have to share it at the Facebook page, Jesse Unplugged. So.
Yeah, I will. You know how? Well, I guess back in the early days of Polynesia, they didn't have anything like Facebook or texting or you know, or but so. I guess they use these things called slit drums.
Okay, what is that? What's a slit drum?
It's like that was their way of sending messages.
Huh? By hitting a drum, you saying?
Yeah, like drum beats and different, I guess, like different rhythmic beats.
Sure.
Something different, like like it could be like. Livestock for sale, or you know, blah blah blah,
or a greeting, or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
very interesting.
And I also learned that the whole area that I didn't even know that New Zealand was part of this great big area called Polynesia till I was at the thing.
Yeah, because Polynesia's Hawaii, right?
Yeah, but it's so much.
It's a lot of other islands as well.
Encompasses like Tahiti, a couple of other tiny islands, and New Zealand. I was like amazed.
Yeah, that's a lot of territory covered. But yeah, I'm sure over the years it got different places were discovered
yeah,
by different
and,
people.
Well, and I guess I did this thing where there's the discovery package where I could have the general admission plus one ticketed exhibit. So I chose this thing called underground, and it basically makes you feel like you're underneath the soil.
Oh wow!
All
Interesting.
these like different little bigger than life. Insects and stuff and all, but
weird.
I enjoyed that. I would have to say that people who aren't big on insects would probably want to stay away from that. exhibit.
Yeah, it's very detailed portrayals of insects, and
Yes.
they're huge.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're underground, and the Field Museum, that's pretty cool. Here's a weird question. I remember field trips when I was in school. Is there still like a cafeteria, or is there a McDonald's? Can you eat at the Field Museum too?
Well, I guess they have something like a cafe now.
Okay.
I didn't feel like paying like 20 something bucks,
Sure. You can go
and
completely
stuff.
free if you just don't if you don't
Right.
spend any cash, you can get there completely free for the month of February, you're saying.
Yeah. So I had a lot of fun with that, and and I can happily finally say that I saw Newsies.
Oh yeah, Newsies. How about we take a quick break and then we can be right back and we'll wrap up the podcast. We'll talk Newsies and we'll also talk our St. Paddy's Day plans. Cool?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back after this with Jesse Unplugged.
Hey yo, Jay Pawkes here. I know you're keeping a lock to the Dirra Network for all your podcast needs, whether that's the Andy Dirra Show, the Tyler Kale Show, Jesse Unplugged, or the smooth, sultry tones of me, the Jay Pawkes Podcast. You keep it locked to andydirra.com all throughout 2016 for all the luscious podcast action.
We are back with Jesse Unplugged. We are going to talk about Newsies, a musical, correct?
Yes, sir.
And where did you see it at?
Well, normally you would see a musical on stage, but I saw something through something called Fathom Events,
Okay.
where I got to see it on stage, but on the big screen, which was awesome.
Interesting.
So
So
it.
it was broadcast, or is it more like a movie? What do you mean?
It was like, I guess it was kind of recorded in at one of the shows,
Okay.
at a venue somewhere in California, and it was they broadcast it at the movie theater.
Oh, awesome. Is it live or is it from a different time though?
It was not that live, not live, but
But
but.
recently recorded.
Yes.
Interesting. So that's a way to see a show that might not be touring in Chicago or
Right. And well, the I yeah. And the support and the really cool thing is, it's based on a true events.
Oh, nice. Okay. And what is it about
I guess.
newscasters or broadcasters or what's the deal?
Well, I guess back in the late 1800s, around 1898 or whatever, there was these news, these kids families who earned money by selling newspapers,
Okay.
and they were I guess, and this guy, one guy named something Pulitzer, and one of his nemesis is not nemesis, but competition, decided to try to raise it to 60 cents. I guess they paid the Newsies paid it, and they tried to earn the money back or whatever.
Huh.
And well, long story short, the Newsies ended up in the real Newsies literally blockaded the Brooklyn Bridge, when they called the strike. You would have to see the movie
Yeah, so
to understand.
there is a movie from 1992 starring Christian Bale and Robert
Yeah,
Duvall.
he looked very, very young.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I was just watching Batman, and that's from pretty recently, and it seems like he's in his 30s, but maybe he's in his 40s or something. And
Yeah.
yeah, he must have been pretty young, but he was playing a newsboy, right? The guy who sells
Yeah.
newspapers.
Yep, and I really enjoyed it,
That's
both on the stage and the movie.
And it's interesting how news has completely changed. Like, you hardly see many people with newspapers out or on the train, or, you know, we don't see people selling them that much. Everybody's got it on their device, right?
I know.
But I think my parents still subscribe to the Sunday newspaper and all that stuff, but now it's just, it's a ton of ads when you get it, it seems like.
Oh, man. It's funny. My parents used to yell at me so many times when I was growing up because whenever I went to my grandparents' house, when I stayed over, as soon as I saw the Sunday paper, I would literally start off as in a neat little pile. I would literally disassemble everything.
Sure.
So I got to the comics and not put it back together.
And not put it back together and leave it strewn across the room. Nice. Yeah, the comics, they still do they used to call them the funnies, right?
Yes.
And they're still in newspapers, but I don't know if it's just rerun comic strips or if people are still creating new ones. I think it's probably a mixture of the both.
Yeah.
But I used to read those all the time. I'm trying to think of some that I liked, but Kathy, something like
Kathy was fun.
Peanuts is the most popular.
It's always that one's a rerun all the time now.
Oh yeah, the guy's dead, right?
Yeah.
Doonesbury was one, right?
Oh yeah, that was funny. The ones I like now are like, you know, I have a couple, you know, like, I forgot the name of them, but I didn't want to keep delaying us, you know, for trying to guess, so.
Sure.
But I did enjoy the movie. It was a great experience. I can finally say I've seen it now.
Yeah, so, yeah, was this like, you're saying this is a new production of Newsies, it's not the 1992 film, right?
Right. Well, it's a stage production.
It's a stage production, and okay, interesting. So that's the new part about the thing. It's not the 1992 thing, but
right.
Yeah, that's really cool, and it's also probably a cheaper way of seeing it than if you were to see it in person, right?
Well, yeah, the ticket only costed me $20,
nice.
Rather than the probably $80 and up.
Oh, geez. But do you have any more musicals that you're set to see, or how about Hamilton? You ever gonna see Hamilton? Or
believe me, I don't have. I'm not willing to give up my whole paycheck just for a seat.
Yeah, I heard there's ways of like you put your email down and then they give away a couple for $20 or something. Like you can, there's a lottery you can win or something like that.
Yeah. I guess they do. A lot of theaters do that where the only way to get those seats is if you have promo codes or something.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And
how about, speaking of movies and stuff like that, did you see any of the Oscars last weekend?
I didn't really watch it, but I did hear about that little blunder.
Yeah, at the end. That was pretty crazy.
From between La La Land and the other one.
Yeah.
Because supposedly someone really wanted La La Land to win instead, or didn't like La La Land and wanted to make a complete fool of him.
Yeah, I wanted Moonlight to win. Did you see La La Land? It seems like something you might like.
I actually saw it. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I've always heard good things about it, and I've only had like one friend say he thought it was overrated, but it seems like Emma Stone's really talented, and of course Gosling, you can't go wrong. I think the Oscars were great this year just because Jimmy Kimmel was the host, and I think Jimmy Kimmel's just like a super talented guy.
Who's
really like doing really well. He's been around for a long time, but you can tell he's put in a lot of work to get where he's at. And it's his first time hosting. Hopefully he'll be back.
Yeah. Definitely.
But I didn't see too many of the movies. You probably only saw La La Land or a couple of them.
Yeah, and I doubt I'll be able to get a chance to see The Ring in movie theaters. I really want to go see that, but I may end up waiting until it comes on demand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like watching a movie in my living room. It is kind of nice. But every once in a while, go out to a theater is a nice thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Totally.
Okay, well, yeah, this is the March episode and St. Paddy's Day. I think, is your birthday coming around soon? Or?
Yeah, on March 9th.
Oh, and it's next week? Or,
yep.
Yeah, about next week?
Yep. Next week I'll be turning 41.
Pretty awesome, but not as cool as the big 40, but I'm sure you'll have a fun time.
Yeah.
And also, are you doing that thing for the lung cancer research where you go and where you walk up the
I'm
tower?
Doing it again this year. Yep.
Awesome.
I'm doing it again this year.
You doing that with Tommy and Resistance Pro, or who?
Well, pretty much just Tommy. It's a long story, but he put that we were gonna do it with Resistance Pro, but it's a long story.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it. But.
And when does that happen?
Sunday.
It's this Sunday.
Yes, it's coming Sunday.
Oh, okay. So this will have happened already. Is it something that you train for, or is it just?
Well, you can. If you raise enough funds at a certain time, that kind of like buys you. That's. Qualifies you for some training ones where you actually can go there a couple days before the event
nice.
And warm up, you know, walk the stairs and just warm up. But I don't really ever qualify because I never save up enough funds.
Oh, I got you. Is it something that, I mean, you're pretty active because you're always up with your job and you're up early, right?
Yeah.
So
I think this will be my fourth year doing it.
Fourth year, huh? That's crazy.
Yep.
Anybody ever tell you to get a Fitbit? That seems like that's like the new cool thing to do. You're supposed.
The thing is, I don't work out enough.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's just steps, so. If you move around a lot, you're going to get a lot of steps. But I heard they want you to do 10,000. I can't do 10,000. I realize that my iPhone counts my steps somehow. And I don't understand because sometimes it's sitting on the table. So how does it know? But I think as long as it's on you, it's counting your steps. And, I usually average about 6,000, 7,000, or 8,000 on my busiest days. So I don't know how to do 10. But maybe it's something to work towards.
Yeah.
But on your job, aren't you on your feet a lot?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so I'm sure that you clock in quite a bit, especially, and, you know, walking to the train station and commuting and stuff like that.
Yep.
So St. Paddy's Day, what day of the week even is it? Is it, it's in a week and a half or something like that, so we probably don't have plans yet, but... I just like some corned beef. I'm a typical Irish Mick. I like corned beef, cabbage, and carrots. It's always a good thing. A Reuben is a really good thing.
I may put some money aside and go to Tilted Kilt for dinner.
Oh, nice. That way you got some pretty waitresses and you have a good they have some really good food there as well. Do you like corned beef? Or some people think it smells weird and don't like it. I like it, though. How about you?
Yeah, I had, one year I actually had corned beef and cabbage for dinner at an Irish pub once. I thought it was really good.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's weird when it's cooked. Sometimes people think it smells like farts because you're cooking cabbage and beef in a whole, in a big boiling container.
I know.
But if you put horseradish on it or mustard, and it can be really, really good when it's done right. So Uncle Bubs even does it, so they do a really good one. My mom does a good one. I know a couple other people that do a good corned beef. But as always, we hope you have a good St. Patrick's Day. Maybe have a couple pints of ale and some corned beef. And, we got to get together in person sometime soon and record one of these, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's been months, so I'll have to make it up to Glen Ellen. If people want to interact with the show, you can like it on Facebook. That's Jesse Unplugged, and we're going to be posting more stuff from there, so we'll try to be more active on it.
Yeah, definitely. Please like and subscribe. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, and there is a page on andyderer.com. That's DERER.com. With all the Jesse Unplugged episodes back since the beginning. So there's probably, you know, 5 hours worth of podcast to dig into if you were a new listener. And, yeah, it's been a nice chat with you.
Of course.
All right. Any last words, Jesse?
Not really. I think we covered a pretty good amount.
Totally. And, yeah, for March of 2017, this is Andy signing off for Jesse Unplugged.
It's Jesse Unplugged. It's Jesse Unplugged. We're gonna find out what's up with Jesse this week. Jesse Unplugged.